possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, Dave Glover Show on a Thursday. Dave is still on vacation. Be back on Monday. Rachel Zimmerman, Andrew Stolz, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you here till, well, the end of the hour today. And then Matt Pauley and I will run with the Redbird Rush Hour. And then Matt's got Sports Open Line after that. No baseball tonight. Cardinals are off tonight. They get back after it tomorrow. Start of a 9-game homestand. So the Cubs this weekend, which should be fun. It goes like fun, meh, fun. On the homestand, it goes Cubs, Rockies, Yankees. Mm. It's Cubs and Yankees. That doesn't get any bigger than that, you know, for Cardinals fans. And I know, obviously, the team's, you know, 500 team, and it's not been going well. But, like, those are still big draws. The Rockies don't really draw anywhere, but it could be an opportunity for some wins. The one thing that the Cardinals can still do is try to finish the year with a winning record while also, you know, getting a look at all these young guys. And for anybody that is really following Cardinals stuff, haven't mentioned it yet, but we'll talk about it during the Redbird Rush Hour. But the Cardinals claimed a pitcher on waivers today by the name of Jorge Alcala. And I'll tell you more about him later. But he's an interesting guy, having a terrible year, by the way. So don't get your hopes up. He's on waivers for a reason. But he throws 97 to 100, and he has been very good. He was really good last year. He's been good in the past. So it'll be an interesting guy to talk about later on in the Redbird Rush Hour. Right now, it's time for our weekly Thursday visit with our buddy Mike Elam. So, Mike, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. It sounds like there's a lot going on with Cardinals. I was listening to Ronch and Bernie earlier today. I didn't realize Bernie was such a Brewers fan. I thought he was a Baltimore guy, but
well,
he was all about the Brewers. And just talking about the guy that you were just talking about, there's a reason he was on waivers. Bernie was kind of talking about the fact that the Brewers have figured out how to take these guys that don't seem to click other places. And for whatever reason, it works in Milwaukee. It's got to be a beer thing.
Emotionally, Bernie is an Orioles fan. But a lot of us are fans about the way the Brewers have done things. And what's frustrating, Mike, for Cardinals fans and for all of us covering the team is not that long ago, that was the Cardinals.
Yeah.
They were the team that brought in guys that nobody had ever heard of. Because if you ask people in Milwaukee and Cincinnati and Pittsburgh and Chicago, forever they hated the Cardinals because they said the Cardinals had this Cardinals devil magic. And there'd be this guy out of nowhere that would somehow come up from the minor leagues and just be awesome. And, you know, we had a couple decades of that, and it just hasn't been as much the case here the last couple years.
Well, I feel everybody's same frustration. You know, it seems like in St. Louis, how the Cardinals go is how St. Louis goes. We're just on top of the world when the Redbirds are doing well, and everything just stinks when the Cardinals are not doing well. So optimistic about next year with Chaim and everything they have going on. So hopefully it works out well, man.
I was kind of hoping, Mike, you were about to say, I feel your pain. But you didn't say that.
I feel your pain.
So, go ahead.
I am an Arkansas guy, but I'm not going down that road.
You're not that Arkansas guy.
I'm not. Hope is a place I do not live.
All right. What's on your mind today? I mean, I know we had the little goof around last time around. Is there anything that's caught your attention, whether it's locally, you know, as you're getting ready to run for St. Charles County Executive? Is there anything in the St. Louis area that, like, from a political standpoint that's caught your attention, or national? I mean, are you all over the tariff stories or anything along those lines?
Man, the big story I think that's going on is Senator Brian Williams jumping in the race for County Executive in St. Louis.
Yeah, locally, that's a big one,
Man, that's huge because, you know, Sam really hasn't had a huge competitor really come after him in a while. And Brian Williams is a serious competitor. I mean, he's been a senator for two terms now, so he's going to be terming out next year. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of support. And the news with Sam has not been great lately. So, you know, the timing for Brian Williams probably could not be better than what he's walking into right now. And it's interesting. I was talking to somebody the other day about, You know, the region is really going through this turning of the page. You've seen, you know, with Tashar Jones and everything that was going on in St. Louis, and kind of, you know, they had a group with her and Cori Bush and Kim Gardner, and when they all came in together, they, what did they call it? Black Girl Magic was their little triad that they had going on, and now they're all gone. And you've got Wesley Bell, who's the new congressman for the area. You've got Kara, who's the new mayor, who seems to be, you know, from everybody's initial, she's doing really well. And I don't know if she's really doing that well, or our expectations were that low, kind of where we were before, or a combination of both. Both things could be true. But you're seeing that turning of the page. And now, you know, Steve Ellman is retiring from St. Charles County. So you've got that 20-year steady rock who's moving on. And now it looks like, you know, Sam Page is in some issues right now. Who knows how that's going to turn out. But Brian Williams come in, may be that new turning of the page in St. Louis County. So there's a lot that's turning over. In St. Charles County, this last election, we had four new mayors who came into power here. So you're seeing a lot of that kind of, I don't know if it's younger necessarily. In some cases it is, but in others, it's just, it's time for a new face. And let's flip this over and let's take a new look at somebody new with different ideas.
It's interesting because it's both sides of the political aisle doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about Republican change, although that was more after longer periods of time, it seems. The changes here in the city and the Democratic Party have been a little bit shorter turnaround. You know, it's a change that didn't, you had an initial change and then a little bit of a correction here recently. But it is happening on the left and the right, at least here locally.
It is. I was joking with Mark Carter the other day. I sent him a note and I said, what's going on with St. Louis County executives? And he said, they're trying to become Illinois governors. I said, well, there is that. That is kind of funny. But I wonder if there's something in the air. You know, it just feels like from the federal election all the way down, there is this whole thing of it's time for a new face. It's time for a new view. Let's turn this thing over and let's start getting some different ideas, because what we've been doing for a long time, at least federally, you're starting to see people say, I'm tired of the same old faces and the same old guard. I want to see a new face. I want to see some new ideas, and I want to hear something different that's going on. And that's made its way all the way down to the local level, that they're starting to say, we're tired of the same old, same old. I want to see some different things happen in the city and for the region. If you listen to Ness Sandoval, the demographer out at St. Louis University, and talking about the demographic winter that the St. Louis region is currently going through, that's desperately needed. We've got to figure out a way to turn St. Louis as a region around and make it more attractive to people. Number one, we've got to make it more attractive to our kids. I mean, Kevin, from a sports perspective, what's the one thing that you're always talking to your Missouri coaches about? If you've got to keep Missouri talent, if you've got Missouri kids, man,
you've
got to get them at Mizzou. Yeah. And if you don't get them, you blame that coach for, hey, why couldn't you keep your local kids here in Missouri? We're seeing that with the St. Louis region. It's like we're losing our local kids and they're moving to Nashville or Austin, even Kansas City and Chicago, of all places, Chicago, right? That seems to be St. Louis just on a larger scale, but yet there's more stuff, I guess. So our kids are leaving our region. And we're dying faster than we're birthing. We're just, our kids aren't having as many kids as they used to, if they're having kids at all. So we've got to figure that out first and foremost to make St. Louis a growing region again.
Yeah, Mike, it's really interesting that this topic just kind of organically came up, because this week on my show, I talked to Melissa Price-Smith, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney, and she said basically exactly what you just said. Like, her goal is to get her kids and other kids to want to stay in St. Louis County, stay in the St. Louis area. And as we were talking, you know, I brought up the fact there does seem to be like this air of hope in the St. Louis area, the city, the county. It seems like things are moving in a positive direction. And she said, yeah, a lot of people that she works with feel that vibe shift. I think that was a phrase that was brought up earlier in the conversation. My question for you, as someone out in St. Charles, like, what's the overall vibe in St. Charles County? Like, if we're experiencing a vibe shift here and a swing towards the positive, what do you think the overall sentiments are out in St. Charles for someone like me who doesn't make it out there often?
Well, A, you should come out and visit. There's a lot of great stuff going on. But, you know, I was just at the Economic Development Center, or Council of St. Charles County, had their fifth annual rewards yesterday. And it's where they really honor different groups and organizations that are doing great things out here. And there is a lot of positive things that are going on, but I found it interesting that one of the programs that got awarded was an apprenticeship program that started at Fort Zumwalt High School and is now spread to all of our St. Charles area high schools. And they're even going to start doing the private high schools next year. But looking at apprenticeships and getting into the trades and that kind of stuff is a mind shift that for St. Charles County really wasn't very prevalent out here. You didn't really think of a pro-union type vibe when you thought of St. Charles County, but yet getting into the trades and looking at different career paths has changed out here. What St. Charles County had kind of fallen into, I think, because of everything that they saw going on, especially in St. Louis City, but even spreading into St. Louis County, is they kind of wanted to, for lack of a better term, put a wall up between St. Charles and St. Louis and say, you got a lot of issues going on the other side of the Missouri River. We don't want that out here in St. Charles County. So we're going to kind of be a little more isolationist from you. And that's kind of the vibe that I think a lot of folks in St. Charles County have taken on, from a standpoint of, I know a lot of folks who gave up their Cardinals tickets or their Blues tickets that they had in some cases for generations. And they're like, I just don't want to go downtown anymore. I don't want to deal with all that. But I think that's a mindset we really have to fight against out here, because we're going to live or die as a region. I mean, if the region continues to die, and I'm a big fan of Melissa. I don't know her, but just watching what she's done since she came into the prosecutor's job, she's been fantastic. And I think her office was very excited that she got that job, because it gave stability to that office and they've got something to really grow from. But I think if we as a region don't turn it around like what she's talking about, St. Charles County is going to die just like the rest of the region. We'll just die later. It'll start in the city and then it'll kind of bleed into the county, and then it'll cross the river and get to St. Charles, but it'll get to Jefferson and Franklin and all the others too. We've got to have a regional view, and we've got to figure out how we can all work together to turn it around. And I think when you're looking at these new faces that are coming in, it's bringing new energy. And I agree, Kevin, with what you were saying, and I agree with what Melissa was saying, is there's a positive vibe that's going on in St. Louis right now. We need to feed that and just keep rolling.
Mike, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend, bud.
Thanks, guys.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Forces of evil on a bozo night.
4 o'clock hour. We got Redbird Rush Hour coming up at 5 o'clock. That'll be me and Matt Pauly, and then Matt's got Sports Open Line following that. So a whole bunch of baseball coming your way a little bit later on here on KMOX. Let's finish up, Rach. We didn't get to finish up with the Throwback Thursday stuff.
We have plenty more Throwback Thursday. Like 20 years ago in 2005, ABC News anchor Peter Jennings passed away of lung cancer. He was 67 years old. I used to watch him on ABC all the time.
That was 20 years ago.
20 years ago, 2005.
Damn. I hate that 2005 was 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's upsetting too. 18 years ago in 2007, that one hurts, Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's home run record and still holds it to this day. Of course, there's maybe a little asterisk.
There's an asterisk in most people's minds. Yes. I mean, not in the record book, but there is in most people's minds.
15 years ago in 2010, Elena Kagan was sworn in as the fourth woman to ever serve as a justice on the Supreme Court. She was nominated by Barack Obama to replace retiring Justice John Paul Stevens.
On a similar note, I don't know if you guys saw it. Did you guys see the news in baseball that we're going to have the first woman umpire in a major league game this weekend?
I did see that. That's cool.
Man, there are some bros really mad. And I'm like, what do you, first of all, okay.
She's a girl. She doesn't know what a strike is.
Well, what does it take to be an umpire? Okay, A, you have to know the rules. Mm-hmm. And B, you have to be able to see. Like, you do not have to have been anything like a baseball player. There are plenty of umpires that did not play baseball. I don't understand. Like, it's such a dumb thing to be mad about.
It's nonsensical, but it's funny that people think they're like being slick when you're just mad because she's a woman. You
and
don't
these
like women
same
that much.
Dopes, many of these same dopes, not all, but many of these same dopes couldn't play a lick on their own either. Like what? You know something because you have a wiener? I mean, come on, dude. Settle down. Settle down. It's okay. She's good at her job.